Proclamation number 7030 of 1st of February, 1958. Earthly tests of will. Constant struggle. Many earthly tests of will are imposed on you, i.e., your will often has to decide in earthly matters and then you also ask yourselves whether your decision was right. But you're mostly only concerned about earthly success. You are less concerned about whether you have complied with the will of your Father in heaven, who did not put you before that decision for nothing. For he wants to test your inclination towards matter. He wants to induce you to also remember with every decision that you think and act rightly and justly towards your soul. For it is not God's will that you only think of your earthly advantage but also take care of your neighbors. People usually strive for their own advantage at the expense of their fellow human beings, and this is what every person should think about when faced with earthly decisions. Furthermore, it is not irrelevant whether only the human being's intellect deals with these decisions or whether the one who alone can advise correctly is always remembered. For as soon as God is approached for guidance and advice, the human being's thinking and decision will also be right. Everything will, as it were, arise of its own accord and every obstacle will be removed. For God also wants to be approached for advice and help in earthly questions and matters, and his help always consists of everything arising of its own accord as it is good. Earthly existence is a battle and will remain so, yet if it is conducted with God then the battle will also end well. It will be able to end victoriously and also lead to the spiritual aim. The struggle, however, mainly consists of overcoming the earthly world, even though the human being stands in the midst of the world. He must fulfill his duties. He cannot evade every demand placed on him by the world. But he can nevertheless withdraw himself, i.e., his inner being, his thinking, feeling and wanting, from the influence of the earthly world. He can shape himself in such a way that the desire for the world no longer fills him but the spiritual kingdom is worth striving for. And in the midst of the world he can do justice to the duties and demands placed upon him because he has already achieved victory over matter. And then earthly goods can also fall to him, which he only sees himself as the administrator of and utilizes them in the right way in the service of his neighbor. But to what extent the human heart is still involved in earthly goods and earthly successes is something the human being has to answer for himself. And this is therefore also decisive for the respective decision in earthly life. A sincerely willing person will always receive divine guidance and help. But whether a person's own will is still too strong, God's will cannot be heard. And God also holds himself back as long as the person does not fully submit himself to him. And then resistances and obstacles will replace each other. The human being will not have a clear gift of decision. His own will still strongly emerge. I.e., the world has not yet completely lost its appeal and has a corresponding effect on the human being. And this is the battle which you have to fight again and again, in which you must not succumb, from which you should nevertheless emerge victorious one day and can do so if only you don't forget the one who let you walk this earthly path so that you will reach perfection in it, so that you will recognize him as the most desirable aim and now also pursue this alone. Amen.